Good morning, KFYO, Lubbock's First News, Tom and Laura. It is 9 minutes after the 8 o'clock hour. Game number one, the NBA Finals tonight. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling. Oh, my darling Clementine. Ladies and gentlemen, Sarah Clemmy Meyer.
Did you have to do that?
That's what I told her. Put on her safety belt. She's sitting here just cringing.
I know.
Going, really?
Clemmy Meyer is a friendship student. She's almost graduated. You're a senior this year?
Yes, ma'am, I am.
A very talented opera singer, and I happen to have her queued up here. Would you like to hear a little
bit?
Yeah,
go ahead and stick the mic down there. A little bit closer. Wow. Now, when I hear this, what I'm envisioning is a lady that weighs 350 pounds with pigtails and horns coming out of her head.
Not a beautiful young girl.
Well, it's just, you know, that's stereotyping. You've been profiled. Sorry about that. But, no, this is, it's kind of highly unusual that, you don't find somebody your age that can just sing like this.
Yes, it's a true gift. I'm just blessed with the power and also with the training I've had to support that gift.
Now tell us about you have a very great honor coming up. Tell us about that. You were selected from people from all over the country for this honor.
Yes, I will be attending Opera Maya, their opera program down in Playa del Carmen, Mexico. And I will be down there for 2 weeks. And the program is for college graduates. And I'm a high school graduate. So it's a true honor.
How did this come about? Tell the story.
Well, the University of Indiana is the basis behind the Opera Maya program. And they emailed Professor Dolter.
From Texas Tech?
Yes, ma'am. And then he forwarded the email to my voice teacher at Tech, Rebecca Wasco, and she forwarded it to me and encouraged me to send in a video audition. And so I paid the $48 fee and got my video in, and I was like, okay, paid it, probably not going to hear from you ever again. And a couple of weeks after, they contacted me and they told me that I will be Adele in Die Fledermaus because they lost their Adele and they needed a new one. And they cast.
I normally hate it when that happens, yeah. But in this case, I'm very pleased.
I'm very happy that happened. This
Me
is
too.
A great opportunity for you. Now, you have, of course, this is an expensive thing. So tell us, you've got a little benefit or a way for people to help you out.
Yes. Well, this Thursday on the 22nd, I will be having a recital. It is free of admission, but you can donate to the Mexico cause. But I will be singing on the 22nd at 6:30 at St. Paul's on the Plains Episcopal Church, 15th and Avenue X. And or you can go online to GoFundMe.com, Sarah Clementine, and you can donate if you want to through the website, and it's completely safe.
Wow.
Okay. And that will help you get to Mexico.
Yes, because the whole thing is about $3,500, and I've made it to $1,240 of donations.
Okay, so we've got a little ways to go.
Oh, yeah.
And so that's a great way for people to help you out and to hear your beautiful voice in mm-hmm. person. So now your future, you're about to graduate from Friendship High School, mm-hmm. and I believe several schools were really courting you and were interested in having you come into their music program. Where did you decide to go?
After many, many auditions and traveling about, I finally decided I need to go to Texas Tech because I want Rebecca Wasco. That is who I want. I work great with her. She's a great voice teacher, and she's changed my voice for the better.
Well, here's the thing. It's not like, she just got you to chop liver status. I mean, you know, you're doing some things that have never been done before.
Mm-hmm. Now, this is not the first honor that you have picked up either. You were just, tell us about the recent competition that you were in that you won.
Well, I was in the Opera Guild competition in Dallas, and it's mainly geared to college and above, and an 18-year-old going in the semifinals is pretty big, and I auditioned, I sang on the Windspear stage, I did it, and then I went on to the next round, which is the finals, and an 18-year-old going to the finals is pretty much really unheard, so it was a true honor to sing at the Windspear twice.
Yeah. This is fantastic.
That's neat.
We're so excited that you chose Tech.
Me too.
I bet they are very excited that you chose Tech.
Here's what I'm kind of wondering. Department. After you go through Texas Tech, because this is really, at your age, I would think that your abilities are, what's amazing is this is the tip of the iceberg for you.
Mm-hmm.
And where you're going and the places that you're going to be and the people you're going to sing with. I mean, you know, it's wow. Carnegie Hall. I mean, when are you going to do it?
Well, I've already sung in Carnegie Hall with.
Oh,
well,
been there, done that.
All right. Bought the t-shirt. Yeah. No biggie. Wow.
I sang with the choir with Lubbock Chorale.
Right.
And Texas Tech joined.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Well, that's cool. But I mean, you know, to do that and be the headliner, that'd be awesome, would it?
Oh, yeah.
It's in the future. It's coming for you. Man, I'm so pleased to have you on the show.
Great things from you.
I was out of town last time you were on the show. Sorry that I missed you. But once again, go ahead and give us the day and the time. It's the 22nd this week at St. Paul's Episcopal.
Yes, St. Paul's in the Plains Episcopal Church on 15th and Avenue X at 6:30 p.m.
I'm going to see if I can get my mom, drag my mom over
there. I know.
There.
My mother-in-law would love to do this, so I think we need to try to do that on Thursday.
Hey, Clemmy, thanks for being with us, and congratulations, and be safe on your trip. Have a fantastic time, and do they say break a leg in opera?
Toy, toy, toy.
Okay.
That's really good.
Thank you.
All right.